Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, December the 26th, 2025. 12:26:25, 11 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan tonight. And what fun it is having the Leshesky family back with us tonight performing live music during the program. It has been great so far, and we've got another 45-minute period here that is going to be tremendous. Matt, great show tonight. I know, you're not near a mic.
Yeah, the show's been great. I mean, they're fantastic.
They are fantastic. And again, I want you to reintroduce yourself in case we have any new listeners out there in the listening audience. Go right ahead, guys. Let me get your mic turned on here. Go right ahead.
Yeah, sure. My name is Mateusz. I'm a clarinetist, 20 years old, a junior at Purdue University, and oldest in this family.
I'm Sebastian. I'm 17 years old. I go to Marion Harding High School. I play the trumpet, and I'm the third oldest in the family.
I am Alexander Leshetsky. I am a sophomore mechanical engineer at Purdue. I play the saxophone, and I am the second oldest.
My name is Ursula Leshetsky. I go to Marion Harding High School, and I am a guitarist.
We also have my dad, George, on the accordion. He is a little over 30 years old, or at least that's what we like to tell our audiences. And also listening is my mom, Evelyn. She is our agent, we like to call her. She comes with us wherever we go and records and puts us on social media and just gives us love for every performance.
Well, that's how it's done. And you also have two new members with you.
That's right.
I'm Shelby Stimson. I am Matus's girlfriend. I go to The Ohio State University, and I'm studying to be an occupational therapist.
Very nice. And you were in musicals in high school.
And I was in musicals in high school.
You were Dorothy.
I was.
Very nice.
I'm Kennedy Hummel. I'm Alexander's girlfriend. I go to Indiana Wesleyan University, and I'm studying elementary education.
Very nice. Very nice stuff. And you guys are back together. Now, when was the last time you guys performed before this year?
Oh, before this year? I can't even remember. I think last year around this time was the last time we performed, and we did kind of the same thing. We brought these people together, and we got our program under our fingers again, and we performed for nursing homes.
What is so good about your music? Because to get a band together, that's difficult. It doesn't always work.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's good is we're in the same house for at least this time of the year, so we can get our band together a lot more often, I feel like, than normal bands could. Another thing that's great is we can perform songs that are very, I would say, appropriate and very fun for the ages that we want to kind of cater to. So these nursing homes, you know, we have polka music. And we put a little polka style in all of our songs, so it just makes it really fun, very energetic, and lighthearted for when we perform at the nursing homes.
What makes a song good? When you say, okay, let's do that one, how do you say, that's one we'll do, that's one we won't do?
Sure. The process is for picking songs, really, is actually my dad is the one that brings it to us, and we just learn it. And we play it, and if we enjoy it, and then we'll play it. And how that works is the tune, the refrain, you know, the chorus is catchy. It's within our range, but that we can kind of manipulate that depending on what key we play in. And, you know, does everyone else like it? You know, if we perform it and they don't like it, sometimes we can read that, we can feel that in the room, and maybe we just won't perform it next time, and that's kind of how we decide.
What's a song that didn't work?
A song that didn't work, there is a good few, but one that sticks out to me is a song called Life is a Roller Coaster. It's a fun song. I think it was popular in maybe 80s, 90s, maybe later, but it was really fun, really catchy, but it was almost too new to, like, the style for when we went to the nursing homes, I think. And not that they didn't understand it, but it wasn't, like, the kind of music they liked to listen to, or nobody knew the song, so no one was singing along with us. So we kind of understood, hey, we kind of don't want to play this, and maybe these people don't want to listen.
Now, I was talking with Matt earlier about Taylor Swift, obviously not going to be at the Super Bowl this year, we don't think. What do you guys like to listen to? If you're going to listen to somebody, who do you like to listen to?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, we're in this band and we play this kind of music, but I want to say that all of our styles is very different. For me, most recently, I love listening to kind of Earth, Wind & Fire. I love listening to the 70s disco. And I also like to travel into the yacht rock, the Steely Dans, the Ambrosias, the bands that are kind of older, definitely out of my time period. But it's stuff that I really enjoy. It brings me back to, you know, if you're at a lake house or you're at a beach, just something like that. It's very, very fun kind of music I enjoy. And these guys, they also have their own style of music. It's sometimes influenced with each other, but I would say with our ages and kind of how we've grown up, as much as we're in the same house, we still have our own style of music that we like to listen to.
Throw out, what do you like to listen to?
Yeah, I've definitely been influenced by my brother. He did put me onto Earth, Wind & Fire, so I enjoy that genre as well. But outside of that, I do enjoy rap. I'm a Drake fan. I like Drake.
What about what went on at the Super Bowl last year? They had a whole little blowout there, didn't they, in the halftime show? The little thing that had
the beef.
Beef going on there.
I guess I'm not too tapped in with all that.
I didn't understand it
drama,
either, but
you know. But all I can say is I think Kendrick Lamar had a good performance, and I still like Drake better than him.
There you go. There you go.
They're both great artists. So I'll say that.
What do you like to listen to?
Yeah, me personally, I just listen to Drake pretty much. I don't know. I don't have too much of an interesting taste in music, but I don't listen to music too often. But when I do, it's probably Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I like listening to R&B, probably. That's, like, my favorite genre. There's many artists, so I can't really, you know, name one.
I'm like Matus. I also like listening to, like, yacht rock, because that's a music that I grew up listening to because of my dad. That's his style, so yes.
Very nice.
I also enjoy listening to R&B and a little bit of country sometimes, like Morgan Wallen, Luke Bryan.
You know, it's interesting. Country has—it's always been very popular in Marion, this area, but it's super popular now all over. What do you make of that? What do you make of country music being so popular?
I mean, yeah, I think it's just the way it's grown. Sometimes in pop culture, some genres just blow up, and country was definitely one of those where maybe it's some. I like to think it was more people gained more awareness when people like Beyonce began singing songs country style. And so now they're like, oh, this is a genre that I've been exposed to. And then they start exploring other places. I think that's maybe something, a reason why it's been blowing up.
So no Taylor Swift fans up here?
No, absolutely not. No offense to those that enjoy it.
Well, but people, what do you make of her success? I mean, this is arguably the most successful performer in the history of music. Person of the year,
absolutely.
What, 2 years ago?
Yeah. I think to kind of get as far away from, you know, any beefs that are getting on one side or the other, I think she did a great job in getting very popular. She did the right things, and she made the right songs for the right people. And it just worked for the people in the U.S. and everywhere else that know Taylor Swift, and she did a great job in becoming popular and, like, very, very famous.
Now, is she country?
She started off country, didn't she? She
did, yeah. But would you consider her still country?
I wouldn't, no.
Yeah. Well, I think she's very interesting that she has this kind of audience.
Yeah.
I don't know why she has this kind of audience, but she does. Mm-hmm. It's her fans are very Swifties. Mm-hmm. They're Swifties.
Absolutely.
They have their own name. It's something. It's like the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're
right.
They'll knock you over to get to her. Anybody like the Beatles?
Beatles? Yeah, Beatles are fun. I enjoy personally the Beatles. Honestly, I think if you ask someone else in this room, they don't have a...
Not a Beatle fan.
...interest in the Beatles.
Never got into it.
Yeah, really?
Not a big Beatles library in my head.
I want to ask you guys this because you're musically inclined and young. People throw it out there. They say greatest group or performer of all time. And the names you always hear are Elvis, obviously. You hear the Beatles, obviously. And you hear Michael Jackson. All gone. Mm-hmm. We'll just go down the line here. Who's the greatest in that group?
Personally, easily was Michael Jackson. Before you even said it, I knew you were going to say it. He's been so influential in the future of music from his time, and his own music all were, as we like to say, bangers. They were all banger songs. They were amazing songs, really catchy. I love singing them and dancing them too, and he was a great performer in his time. From the videos I was seeing in his concerts, he's amazing to kind of get all the audience crowds riled up, and I think he's the greatest person.
Did you like Jackson 5?
Yeah, I mean, Their Christmas album too, I love. I've been listening to that a lot. And I mean, obviously Michael Jackson, I believe, carried that. He's a great singer too. But Jackson 5 all the way to Michael Jackson, even into his kind of late career before, you know, he passed away, I think he was amazing.
I'll pick a different answer and go with Elvis. I think he was a great performer too and had a different appeal. People really enjoyed to look at him too. So
they certainly did when he was younger.
Yeah.
As he got older, it was a little different. What do you think?
And hold on, we plan to play an Elvis song.
Oh,
within the next hour.
Within
so
the next
hour. Stay tuned for that.
Oh, an Elvis song coming this hour. People will love that.
Yeah. Blue Christmas.
Me personally, I think Michael Jackson just blows him out of the water. I mean, I don't think anyone has had more influence or will have more influence than he did. Or, I mean, he was like the most popular guy like ever in history, except for. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's him, but
he was popular.
Or
he was
LeBron,
popular.
Or LeBron, maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I'd go Michael Jackson. I just think to be the most popular person on earth while you're alive is just not easy to beat at all. Everyone knows his name, and his music is great. So I think it's definitely him. No comp.
Or LeBron.
I'm gonna have a quick and easy answer. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, definitely, but I want to say Whitney Houston, too. She was just a great vocalist.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I will always have this, and I am not all that musically inclined at all, but I say the Beatles because, for some reason, you can have an 80-year-old person, you can have a 50-year-old person, and you can have a 10-year-old person, and if you look at their music list, a Beatles song will inevitably be on there. And I don't know that anybody else has that kind of range. Michael Jackson has but I don't know that the 80-year-olds have Michael Jackson range. But Eleanor Rigby, things like, they will appear, be you know, pervasive for older people, as well as kids. But this music is from the 60s at this point. So it's very interesting. All right, well, I know people want us to get back to music. What do we got coming up?
So coming up, we have a song that has some Polish in it called Moja Droga Ja Cię Kocham. In the song, we'll explain what that means, and we hope you enjoy.
Perfect. Leszewski family.
I'm looking for a place to go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories. So that when the music plays, I don't go back to the days when love was you and me. Oh, moja droga, ja cię kocham, means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham, more than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całym sercem, love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love. Return to me and always be my melody of to hide all my sorrow, all my pride. I just can't get along, 'cause the love once so fine keeps on hurting all the time. Where did I go wrong? Oh, moya droga ya chupoca. Means that I love you so. Moya droga ya chupoca. More than I'll ever know. Coca tributes our sensei. Lucky we know my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love. Return to me and always be my melody of love. La 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 la.
All right, the Leshesky family here on WGH Talk Radio. 27 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk time. Matt, what a wonderful song that was.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I think that every song they've played is incredible.
Now, that song, again, was of Polish heritage?
Yes, it was. Moja droga ja cię kocham in the chorus means that I love you so. And then the other phrase, kocham ciebie całym sercem, means love you with all my heart.
Oh, very, very nice.
So it's a little Polish love song.
Now, does it mean a lot to you to perform something with Polish background?
Yeah, absolutely. It means a lot to us and kind of an ode to our heritage, our upbringing from our parents, and it definitely means a lot to my dad as well.
Ah, very nice. All right, what's next?
Up next, we mentioned Elvis. This was sung by Elvis, a very popular, it's a cover. I don't think Blue Christmas, he didn't write the song.
I don't think so.
I don't believe.
Yeah. Right.
So, but it's a amazing, very popular cover. Enjoy Blue Christmas.
Blue but Christmas.
Not Elvis style. It's going to be more of our style.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling.
Christmas here on WGH Talk Radio, the Leshetsky family, a great Elvis tune that takes you way back. Now, is it more fun to do upbeat songs or sentimental songs?
I think for us, as the energetic family that we are, definitely the upbeat songs are a lot more fun for us, I would say.
Christmas songs. What is it about Christmas songs that seem to resonate year after year after year?
Man, I mean, it's got to be the nostalgia, I guess. All these Christmas songs that we play and that everyone listens to are just our oldies, as we like to call it now at this point. And our parents played them and growing up, so I think that's the only reason we play them. It's nostalgic and, at this point, very connected to the Christmas spirit of being festive.
What is your favorite Christmas song?
It's actually one that's controversial, and I just lost the name. Not controversial because, like, it says, like, anything bad, but the one with the guy, he was in the Beatles, and Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
That's a great song.
It's just about Christmas time. Yeah. And the controversy, I think, in kind of the musical world, I see all these things where the musicality of it is not, you know, professional, or the synth in the background is kind of maybe cheap-styled synth or the echoes or whatever. But, you know, I like it. It's really catchy. And every time I hear it, I just love to sing it. And it's kind of one of its kind, Christmas song.
Now, Paul McCartney, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Paul McCartney. There you go. Now, how do you feel about the Mariah Carey thing?
I mean, you mean like her song?
Yeah, her song. We have to hear it 10 bazillion times during Christmas.
I mean,
she makes a bazillion dollars off of it, but okay.
Honestly, you know, let her have it. It's such a great song, and I might just be hopping on the bandwagon, but it's one of the favorites, you know. We hear it so much for that reason. It's very catchy, the way it's written, and it's kind of chord progression. I think maybe that's why it's so popular, but I definitely love it.
Absolutely. Go ahead, caller.
Well, tell the Leshetsky family that they're a very good team concept. I really think they're doing a wonderful job, and I think you all can do that together, and you haven't been together for a while, and just get yourself together, and you're really good at it. And you know what? The last words I got to say to all of you, Elvis left the building.
Elvis left the building. You got. Hey, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
That's good. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, they're enjoying the music out there. That's great. We're enjoying that. Again, the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. And we thank the Leshetsky family for being here. We got about 27 minutes left in the program, and Matt will be up tonight at 10:15. All right. What do we got coming up next here on the big program?
Up next, we have another Christmas classic, Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, Jingle Bell Rock. Who did Jingle Bell Rock? Do we remember who did it for originally?
Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms, how about that? Now there's a name from the past. Jingle Bell Rock, this is a great one.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells ring, yeah, jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing, our bushes are fun. Now the jingle clock has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in, jingle bells ring. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time.
Rock here on WGH Talk Radio. Day after Christmas, 2025. Hope you're enjoying it. Now, I want to tell, because people out there listening won't realize this. Now, we have the Leshetsky family here, and we have them in the studio. And like all radio studios, it's not a huge room to be in. So we've got, how many do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? 6 members performing here tonight? Mm-hmm. 6 and then, no, 7. 7 performing. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Matt and I in the room. And your mother here, that's 8 people. So we've got like 10 people jammed into this room tonight. We're having a good time. But it's interesting because it's 79 degrees in this room. And I can tell that we've got some heat up here with our group. You're okay, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me know. Let me know if there's any trouble. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just wanted to say it's excellent music. It's live. There is nothing better than live music. Beautiful. Nothing else. Nothing more. Nothing less. It's phenomenal. It's very good. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you so much.
Where are you listening from?
I am listening from New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much. It's very good.
Hey, thank
excellent
you for
music.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, they're listening in New Jersey tonight. New Jersey, New York, here in Marion, all over the place. 740-383-9944, excuse me. Give us a call if you would like to buzz in tonight. But I feel fine heat-wise, don't you? I'm not performing, though. All right. What did you guys do this holiday? What was great? Did you have a good time this holiday season?
Yeah, personally, we've stayed home mostly. And it's been great. Having the relaxation of having no classes, no exams, just feels great on the shoulders and on the brain.
Yeah. Well, I bet so. When do you go back to school?
We go back second week of January, the 11th of January for the most of us.
So you got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Very nice. And you guys all are here in Marion. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice. And you get some family time?
Yes. And actually, I do take that back. I did go on a trip with my girlfriend right after the school year ended, or I guess the semester ended. We went to Chicago for the weekend, and we just want to say we highly recommend. It's a very walkable city, and although it was really...
You walked the city.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
That was a good joke. You see how you put that in the act? It was good. It's a walkable city.
What? I don't get it.
No, it was good. It was good. They laughed.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thanks, guys. But, yeah, we definitely recommend it. It's super fun. There's a lot to do. Although it's super cold, you know, you just brave the cold and enjoy everything that it has to offer.
Did you eat at any good places? Chicago is great for food.
Yeah.
Did you have a pizza?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Probably the best thin-cut pizza that we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Recommend. If you're ever in Chicago, go to Danucci's. It's really good.
Very good.
It's in Old Town.
And so you were walking around in December?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So not bad temperature-wise?
Yeah. When we first got there, it was pretty cold. It got into, I think, negative wind chill. So I think maybe 10, low teens, and then negative wind chill. So it was pretty bad. But then the next day, it warmed up, and we were able to walk a good 10-plus miles in the day. We definitely got our money's worth in our shoes that day. And then... slept great, yeah.
Very, very nice. The Windy City.
Yep, that's right. It definitely was. Definitely was.
Did you go down Lake Shore or Drive?
Yes, yeah. We did. On the way up to the zoo, we went all the way up that little road, and people still running in the cold. So they're brave, but we were able to walk around and see some amazing animals.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. All right, the Leshetsky family going to continue here. Another great song coming at us. What do we got?
This next one is called Johnny's Knocking. Please enjoy.
Johnny's Knocking, the Leshetsky family.
Thank you.
life have got something for you. Open, honey, don't be like that. Got something for you. Sparkling, brightly pebble diamond in my love for you. Sparkling, brightly pebble diamond in my love for you.
All right, the Leshetsky family here on WGH Talk Radio. Great music, great fun tonight. Matt, you having a good time?
Oh, yes. It's been a great time.
It's been a great show.
I
like any time we get a musical act on the show. I think it's fantastic. And this one is great because it's family-oriented. It's unique. It's in a category all by itself.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's not every day that you get a group that's been, you know, that you had apparently almost a decade ago, according to yourself.
More than a decade. More than a decade. Do you ever listen to yourself when you were younger?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's for me against my will. My friends back at Purdue, they crawl through YouTube and find my dad's YouTube channel, and they're like, "Hey, is this you?" And it's a group of three little boys and dad, you know, all just play instruments and singing like this, we're singing and blah, blah, blah. And it's super embarrassing, and they love to, you know, kind of make fun of us for it. But at the end of the day, it's something to be proud of, and I think it's a lot of fun to go back on those memories.
Well, it was fun this year when we went back and pulled some old clips from like 14 and 15, and you guys were there performing, and it was great. Yeah. Young family in those days.
That's right.
And now you're all grown up.
Yep, that's very true.
How about that?
Yeah.
Who would have known? Who would have guessed that would have happened?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that, you know, after all these years, we can still come back together, and we're still connected to our instruments, connected to music, and we're able to make a lot of people happy, you know, put smiles on the face, as you like to say.
Well, that would, you know what the thing is that the people who listened 10 years ago who are listening tonight, that's a great thing that you're together a decade later, still doing it, still performing. That's fantastic. Longevity is no mistake.
That's right.
And no accident.
Yeah.
All right, give us another great tune here.
Sure, and before that, I want to mention a few things that my mom gave to me, a few little topics.
Where did mom go?
About.
Did she?
No, she's right
okay,
here.
Okay, she's there, okay.
Firstly, me and my brother Alexander were on the internship search. Me as an industrial engineer, I'm looking at things that have to do with supply chain. So if anyone's listening and has any free positions for me to look into that you guys can offer me anywhere around this area, feel free to call in, and I'm sure Scott can give you my information.
We will pass it along.
And
absolutely.
My brother, he can talk about it as well.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we'd like to thank you for the opportunity, and, you know, we're just taking this opportunity, seeing as we're in front of so many ears, that I am a software mechanical engineer at Purdue. If anyone out there is looking for a hardworking intern engineer, I'm your guy. Please get in contact with us, and I'll send your resume your way.
Hey, perfect. And we do want to let people know, again, we have listeners tonight in New York, New Jersey, here in Ohio. It's great. So we're glad to have you out there.
Yeah, and then finally, we want to send some hellos out to the world. Our grandma on my mom's side is currently in Peru. Mm-hmm. Her and then her mom, her dad, so our great-grandpa, 101 years old, still alive and well.
Wow.
We want to say hi to both of them and then the family over there in Peru. And then our grandma on my dad's side is in Poland currently with our aunt and her daughter. We want to say hello to them, too.
101.
Yes.
That's a good family tree. That's good genetics. That's not bad at all. 101. Boy, that's great. All right. The Leshetsky family here?
Absolutely. And then, you know, finally, hello to everybody in town listening. We want to thank you for joining in and enjoying our music.
All right.
Up next, we have Jingle Bells.
Oh,
another classic we hope you enjoy. Wait. is Jingle Bells. Hold on, wait. Technical difficulties here. We had a little communication error.
So in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing on the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle Bells, one of the great classics during the holiday season here on WGH Talk Radio. Now, earlier this season, if you go on social media, you can find a video of our little group here, Matt and Glenn Coble, and who else was here that night? Linda Sims and Santa Claus and the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and we're all singing our Jingle Bells, and I'll tell you, it was something. It was something. We're not exactly a choir around here, but we belted it out that night. It was something at the Christmas party. You see, a little too much fun at the Christmas party, and look what happens. The Leszczewskis, what's coming up next?
Yeah, so this is an ode to the Beatles. This is Obladi Oblada.
Oh, here we go.
Enjoy.
Wonderful. That was terrific. A great Beatles song. That was great, Matt.
Oh, yes. I love the Beatles. Beatles are great.
Now, we got about 10 minutes left in our broadcast tonight. We're going to try to get two more songs in here with the Leszczewskis. But I do want to mention, because, as I said, they've been coming on with us now for 11 years. Hard to believe that. One of their biggest fans in the early days when they used to come on with us was somebody we had here at the station, the late Charlie Evers. And Charlie passed away in 2019, but I know wherever he is right now, he is happy because he loved this group. Said the magazine article should have been done about them. He always wanted to know if they were going to be at the parties, when we would have them around here, and he liked them. So we'll dedicate the next number to Charlie here on the program, who always loved you guys when you would come in.
Yeah. ironic, but we want to play this next song called In Heaven There Is No Beer. So,
oh, that is, he would love that.
Yeah, I hope so.
He would
so.
Love that. Leshetsky family here on WDH Talk. Again, Getaway Friday, December the 26th, 2025, 12:26:25, 54 minutes past the hour. Remember, we're streaming live everywhere, WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any device you have, smart television. You can even get it on your Alexa, your Siri, your Google Dot, whatever you have. Just say play WGH Talk and we'll come up live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere in the world. And by the way, I should mention recorded episodes of this program. It is being recorded. It will be available on the website, WWGH1071.com, under the program archive section. So if you are enjoying this or tuned in late, you can catch the whole program as it will be available on the internet. Leshetsky family here on WGH Talk. Matt, again, what's coming up next hour on your show, 10:15?
Sports. That's, you know...
Football coming up next hour. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 here on WGH Talk. We hope you've enjoyed the program tonight. Again, we got about 5 minutes left here with the Leshetsky family, and we are enjoying that. And it goes a way back, as I've said. 2014, I believe, was the first party they did with and for us. And that went on for several years, doing events. Now, what is the official name of the group now? Now, I've seen a Leshetsky family, Leshetsky brothers and sisters. What's the official name?
Well, luckily, we didn't file an LLC or anything like that, so we don't have to stick with family. But right now, for the time being, we have Leshetsky Band.
Leshetsky Band. Now, if people want to get in touch, how do they do that?
You don't. You just run into Marion and... If you look Evelyn Leshetsky up on Facebook, I'm sure you'll find live streams and posts of us just going around. But we don't really keep up with social media. We're not as frequent in playing for us to have that kind of platform, unfortunately.
Would you like to play more?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, when the opportunity arises, we like to step up and play and perform for these people. And, you know, as much as we can for these next few years until, you know, inevitably we move out, stuff like that.
Do you have another joke for us?
Yes.
All right.
And it's a Christmas joke.
We're ready.
Oh, wait, maybe we have two.
Two jokes. All right, hit us with it.
Mine first. What kind of game do reindeer play at sleepovers?
What kind of game do reindeer play at sleepovers?
Yeah, they play Truth or Deer.
Truth or Deer. There you go. I like it. Truth or Deer. All right.
I need more support for my family personally. So for this next joke, everyone please laugh.
Here we go.
All right. This is one that I learned this Christmas, and it quickly became my favorite Christmas joke. So why was the chicken taken off of the nice list?
Why was the chicken taken off of the nice list? Oh, we're getting laughs already. The punchline must be good.
Because it kept laying deviled eggs.
Oh, deviled eggs. I like it. That's a good joke. There you go. All right. The Leshetsky Band here.
Yeah, we'll end with one more, When the Saints Go Marching In.
Hey, there you go. When the Saints Go Marching In here on WGH Talk Radio. Here on WGH Talk Radio. Do want to remind everybody, Matt's show is coming up next hour starting at 10:15 p.m. Guys, I want you to say goodnight for us here momentarily, but I want to thank you for coming in on your break. Again, this goes back a long way with this station, over a decade, and for you guys to come in here on your break and see you guys all doing well and still performing, it's a very nice thing. So thank you so much, and to see you guys turned into great, great adults from great, great kids. So it's very, very nice and sentimental to see you guys here tonight. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. On behalf of all Leshetsky Band. We want to thank you very much for inviting us. Thank you for all your listeners for tuning in, and we want to wish you one last good night and one last thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed the rest of the night.
Absolutely. From the Leshetsky family and the Leshetsky Band here on WGH Talk Radio, say good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage CRT McKinney.